The election of Democrat Doug Jones in yesterday's U.S. Senate race in Alabama could have a ripple effect on a number of developing political storylines, including the fate of the GOP tax plan. And that means it could give even more leverage to Maine Senator Susan Collins, already a key figure in her party's quest for yes votes. For more on this evolving story and its many moving parts, Keith Shortall spoke with Maine Public Political Correspondent Steve Missler.
Steve, let's just start at the beginning here. What are the biggest effects that the election of Doug Jones, or if you prefer, the loss of Republican Roy Moore, will have on what's happening in Washington right now?
So, yeah, the big picture is that an already slim GOP majority is about to get a lot leaner. So right now, the GOP has 52 members, and that means that it can only afford to lose two members on certain proposals that can pass with a straight party line vote. There's a lot of weird Senate rules, but if they need to pass something straight party line, they can. Right now, they can only lose two members. Now, Jones's win yesterday cuts that in half to one vote. And so that means that they can't afford to lose very many defections. And a good example of one of those, a proposal that is in danger of encountering one of those defections, is the tax overhaul bill. I'll get to some of the details on that in just a sec. But one way to think about this is how this affects Susan Collins. And the conventional wisdom is that she's suddenly going to gain a lot more influence and clout in her conference. That's because she's shown a willingness to occasionally buck the party line. And that's why a lot of pundits were calling her the most powerful member of Congress in the immediate aftermath of Jones's improbable victory yesterday. But that additional influence can be a double-edged sword, too. If Collins is going to have a lot more clout, that's going to come with a whole new level of expectations and scrutiny for the positions that she takes from Republicans and Democrats. So you could argue that it's going to be a lot harder for Senator Collins to walk the line between keeping the left and the center happy while also appeasing the Republican base.
Okay, and you mentioned the tax overhaul proposal. How does this affect how that plays out?
Well, apparently for congressional Republicans, it means stepping on the gas and passing this thing as soon as possible and doing it before Jones is sworn in. There's a push right now to do just that. Tactically, this makes sense because Jones's victory could really throw a wrench into the tax bill because it narrows that window that the GOP can pass the bill with a party line vote. Now, GOP leaders are very aware of this, and the latest out of D.C. is that they're going to try to rush this vote potentially as early as next Monday before he's seated. Now, as we've reported, Collins has provided a number of assurances in exchange for her support of the tax bill. It seems like a safe bet that some of the tax changes that she wants will be in the final version, but it's unclear if the health care related bills she said she wants will make it. Members of the GOP-controlled House have already announced that they oppose the health care bills, which Collins hopes will offset the tax bill's repeal of the requirement in the Affordable Care Act that most Americans buy health insurance. Now, conceivably, Jones's victory means Collins could have new leverage, could leverage her newfound power to make sure those bills pass. But that only works if Jones is seated before the final vote on the tax bill. And it sounds like Collins is on board with the idea of passing this before he is seated. We haven't had a chance to talk to her, but according to a report from Politico this afternoon, Collins says the Alabama election should not drive the timetable for passing the tax bill. That means she's on board with getting this vote done before he's seated. It's worth pointing out that she had a different position in 2010 when Republican Scott Brown won a Senate seat in Massachusetts that took away Democrats' ability to ram through the Affordable Care Act. At the time, Collins said Brown's election should have prompted Congress to start over and, you know, to achieve a bipartisan supermajority. But that's not what she appears to be supporting now with the tax bill.
And so in the meantime, as we wait for this vote on the tax bill, she's doing as she always does, playing it very close to the chest and saying, well, as you said, she'll support it if she gets these promised bills. But she's also just sort of saying, look, I'll decide when I see the final version how I'm going to vote.
That's right. And right now, we don't even know many of the details that have come out of this agreement. We just know that there's an agreement in principle, and there have been some details that have trickled out, but we have yet to hear from her on whether or not what's in that thing is something that she's going to be able to vote for.
Okay. Steve Missler, Maine Public political correspondent, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And he was speaking with Maine Public Radio's Keith Shortall.